Wan Gong worried Jeff Chamberlain. Before returning home to Beijing, Wan, China's Minister of Science, had asked to visit two places: Argonne National Laboratory, a secure federal research center outside Chicago, and a plant near Detroit where General Motors was testing the Volt, the first new electric car of its type in the world. Jabbing his finger into a book again and again, Chamberlain said that Wan was no mere sightseer. He had a mission, which was to stalk Chamberlain's team of geniuses, the scientists he managed in the battery department at Argonne. They had invented the breakthrough lithium-ion battery technology behind the Volt, and Wan, Chamberlain was certain, hoped to appropriate Argonne's work. But Chamberlain was not going to let him. A war was on, he said. A battery war. And he was right. Wan turned up at Argonne in the summer of 2010, animated and unfailingly polite, with gentle eyes and the look of his 58 years. A senior Department of Energy official climbed onto a bus alongside him and his retinue for a tour of the laboratory, and Wan posed a fusillade of questions while offering his own observations. We are experimenting with the creation of hydrogen fuel from the gas created by waste, he said. It costs half the price of gasoline. Such talk charmed the battery guys. He was himself a materials scientist, with his own record of advances, speaking openly with equals. It helped that Wan did not explicitly mention nickel manganese cobalt, or NMC, a compound at the core of the argon invention contained in the Volt. In addition, he had quite a personal story. Growing up in poverty in the countryside surrounding Shanghai, Wan recalled going hungry and navigating fields in a tractor, the only motor vehicle he ever drove. From there, he worked a series of research jobs and won his first break: admission to a PhD program at the Klaus Toll University of Technology in Germany. After he graduated, Audi hired him as an engineer, and he rose to be design manager in the automaker's Stuttgart-based electric car unit, an exceedingly prestigious position. In all, he had been working at Audi for 11 years when, one day, his former academic mentor at Shanghai's Tongji University visited the plant. He suggested that Wan transform his own country, and not Germany, into an electric car powerhouse. Wan returned to China, where another break came. President Hu Jintao requested that Wan formulate a policy on electric vehicles and make China the world's number one producer of them. He elevated him as the country's first non-communist party minister since the 1950s. Now it was Wan's job to execute Hu's will. The prevailing view abroad was that, it being China, Wan would succeed, which brought the Americans back around to their original angst after having warmed to him. The evening before his visit to Argonne, Wan was munching shrimp hors d'oeuvres at a reception on the terrace of the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., when an American recognized and approached him. Wan seemed to have been waiting for just this chance conversation. He took a last bite and passed the tail to an aide. "Why don't we sit over there?" he said, gesturing to the cafe. They exchanged talk on personal topics, and when they turned to cars, Wan said he agreed that a race was underway among industrialized nations. All of them were determined to create a great new battery that in turn would propagate the large-scale manufacture of electric vehicles. They were merely using different methods to get there. Wan was too genteel to predict outright that China would win, but cited markers that would signal progress. "The big thing is getting the first 1% of the market," he said, meaning 150,000 electric cars on China's roads. "That will prove the technology. From there, It won't be that hard to reach 10% of the market 3 or 4 years after that. His initial goal was the sale of 500,000 cars, about the same aim as Barack Obama had established for the United States, and 1 million by 2015. It was a lot of cars. But the numbers also reflected bravado. Both countries inflated their numbers to impress and psych out rivals.